Good afternoon.
大家下午好。
My name is Sid Page. And for many years, I was a professor at Taylor Seminary.
Dr. Page 在 Taylor Seminary 做了很多年的教授。
About 5 years ago, I began the process of retiring.
五年以前，Dr. Page 准备开始退休了，所以现在已经退休了。
So I've very gradually been withdrawing from my responsibilities at Taylor.
慢慢地从神学院的教学岗位上退下来了。
But I must say I feel very much at home here this afternoon.
但今天下午在这里有一个回家的感觉。
Partly because this is my home church.
部分因为这个就是 Dr. Page 的教会。
My wife and I are members at Twilliger Community Church.
对，那么 Dr. Page 和 Mrs. Page 在下面坐的都是这间教会 Twilliger Community Church 的会员。
We can identify a little bit with what you're experiencing here.
那么他对分享一下他自己的生活经验。
Because many years ago, we were part of a small group that formed the core for the church plant that has become the Twilliger Community Church.
在很多年以前呢，他们只是一群人啊，一群应该说核心同工团队吧，开始建一间教会。
So may God bless you as He blessed us.
希望神祝福我们的施工，像当初祝他们一样。
The Christians who lived in the first century.Had a very profound sense that they were living in the last days.
一世纪的基督徒深深地感到，他们生活在末后的时代。
They had seen the fulfillment of many of the prophecies found in the Old Testament.
他们亲眼见到了旧约中很多应许的实现。
The long-awaited Messiah had come.And he had brought to completion God's plan of salvation through the death of Jesus.
那么经过漫长的等待之后，弥赛亚来临了，并通过他在十字架上赎罪的牺牲带来了神的救赎。
Following his death, Jesus had been raised from the dead, the first fruits of all who will be resurrected.
那么在耶稣基督被钉死之后，他复活升天，作为所有死人复活的第一步，他先从死里复活了。
And then Jesus had ascended to heaven to be at the Father's right hand and Lord over all the powers in the universe.
然后他被送到了高天上，坐在父神的右边，成为宇宙中一切能力权势的主。
God sent His Spirit to the people of God on the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节，神以一种激动人心、令人意想不到的方式降下了圣灵。
And He began to break down all the barriers between Jews and Gentiles.
他拆毁了犹太人和外邦人之间旧的隔阂。
He was creating a new people of God.
创造了一群新的人。
A people of God, not based on genealogy or ethnicity, but based on faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是一群属神的子民，不是基于种族，而是建立在对主耶稣的信心上。
And this good news of what God was doing was spreading throughout the Roman Empire.
神做的这件新的工作，这件好消息传遍了整个罗马帝国。
Small communities of believers were popping up in places like Ephesus and Corinth, and even in the capital of the empire itself, Rome.
基督徒和他们所属的那些小的社区，在一些地方被建立起来了，像以弗所、哥林多、腓立比，甚至罗马城。
Can you imagine the excitement that those early Christians felt when they realized that they were seeing the fulfillment of what God had promised?
那么你们能想象到，当早期的那些基督徒意识到末世正在开始的时候，他们心里面的兴奋吗？
They were experiencing what their forefathers had dreamed about.
他们正在经历他们先祖所梦想，但是却没有见过的事情。
God was bringing His great plan for the salvation of the world to its completion.
神把这个伟大的救恩计划带到了这个世界上，并且正在逐步的被实现。
And the final stage in the execution of that plan was the return of Christ in glory.
那么在最后的这个阶段，也叫完成的这个阶段呢，那么就是把通过耶稣基督的再来，把荣耀归给神。
What then were Christians to do, knowing that Jesus could return very soon?
那么当时基督徒认为主耶稣马上就要回来了。
Should they quit their jobs and put on white robes and go to a mountaintop?
那他们是不是应该就把手里的工作丢下，登上高山，穿着白袍，等着被带到天堂去呢？
Should they wait there for Jesus to come back?
他们是不是应该就等在那儿，等着耶稣回来呢？
Well, that's not what Scripture advised them to do.
这个并不是圣经教他们要做的。
In 1 Peter 4, verses 7 to 11, we have some advice of what to do living in the end times.
在彼得前书四章七到十一节当中，我们看到了使徒彼得认为在末世的光中，基督徒是应该如何生活的。
If you have your Bible, turn with me there to 1 Peter chapter 4.
大家有圣经可以打开圣经，没有圣经看大屏幕啊，我们可以读一下。
I'm going to read verses 7 to 11.
七到十一节。
The end of all things is near.
万物的结局近了。
Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray.
所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins.
最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling.
你们要互相款待，不发怨言。
Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms.
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做成百般恩赐的好管家。
If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God.
若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲。
If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ.
若有服侍人的，要按照神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。
To him be the glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。Amen.
Here Peter says that his readers were in the end times.
那么彼得在这里说，这些读者们呢，他们就是在末世。
But he did not want them to be thrown into turmoil and confusion because the end was near.
但是呢，他并不期望他的读者被陷入了混乱或者迷惑当中。
Rather, he urges them to be clear-minded and self-controlled.
而是督促他们应该谨慎自守。
We are now living 2,000 years later, and the excitement that those first Christians felt probably has dulled over the passage of time.
我们生活在2000年以后的今天，啊，我们可能体会不到当时一世纪的基督徒那些兴奋的心情。
However, we are living in exactly the same position that they were living in.
但是其实我们跟彼得前书第一批读者一样，我们也生活在同一个神的旨意应验的时代，在圣经同样的教导之下来受教的。
We're living between the first advent and the beginning of God's plan of salvation and the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, and its conclusion with His return.
我们活在了这一个中间的阶段，也就是主耶稣复活升天了，然后他要再来中间这个阶段。我们现在就是等待着神救赎计划的高峰来临。
So what Peter says here in this passage about living in the light of the end applies directly to us.
所以在彼得前书四章的七到十一节，彼得的教导跟我们是密切相关的。
The first advice he gives us is to look to our prayer lives.
头一个教导，彼得给我们的是要警醒祷告。
Verse 7 says, "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled." So that you can pray.
第七节说，你们要万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
Probably every believer recognizes the value and importance of prayer.
可能每一个基督徒都能认识到祷告的价值和重要性。
But it is also true that probably very few of us are satisfied with our prayer life.
但是那也是真的，我们大概没有几个人满意自己在这方面的表现。
The very first thing that Peter reminds us is we need to be disciplined in our prayer life.
彼得在这里其实在提醒我们，我们应该在祷告方面加强纪律的操练。
To do so, he says we must be clear-minded and self-controlled.
所以在这里耶稣彼得说我们应该谨慎并且要自守。
The word that is translated clear-minded could also be translated reasonable or sensible.
在这里面意为谨慎的这个词呢也可以被理解为理智的或者合理的。
It expresses the idea of using good judgment.
它是用这个意思就是用有一个好的判断。
The same word was used in Romans 12:3 where Paul wrote, think of yourself with sober judgment.
那么保罗在罗马书的十二章三节也用了同一个词，他说：“看自己合乎中道。”
So Peter first of all says to be sensible or use good judgment.
所以彼得在这里说的意思就是说，你们应该用好的、正确的这种判断来处理事情。
Secondly, he says to be self-controlled.
那么第二点呢，彼得说我们应当自守。
And the word that he uses here is very similar in meaning.To the word translated clear-minded.
那么这里用的这个词呢，跟翻译成谨慎的词意思非常接近。
There's an interesting usage of this word in 2 Timothy 4:5.
保罗实际在提摩太后书四章五节当中也用了这个词。
There Paul tells Timothy to keep his head in all situations.
保罗告诉提摩太要凡事谨慎。
He's not to be confused, he's not to act rationally, he's not to be carried away by emotion.
那个并不是要引起鲁莽和混乱。
He's to be level-headed, he's to be thoughtful.
那个他意思就是说你要深思熟虑自我克制。
So this is what Peter says we should do in order that we might pray. We should be thoughtful and we should pray intelligently.
实际彼得在这里告诉我们我们应该到底用什么方式来祷告我们应该呢有能够谨慎的并且能够深思熟虑的来祷告
In other words, we should be disciplined in order to pray properly
为了祷告的好成功我们需要有一定的距离
The Apostle Peter could remember a time when he had not been disciplined for prayer
保罗呢彼得可能在这儿记起来有一次祷告的时候他没有谨慎自守的情况
You may remember that right before the crucifixion, Jesus went into the Garden of Gethsemane and took three of his disciples with him.
你们可能记得，当主耶稣被钉到十字架上之前，他进入了克西马尼园，有三门徒陪着他：彼得、雅各和约翰。
As he was going to struggle with the question of whether he's prepared to drink the cup of suffering that God had anointed for him, he brought his closest friends with him.
当耶稣内心非常的挣扎是否要喝下天父给他安排的主杯时他跟这几个亲密的朋友在一起
Peter of course was one of those friends
当然彼得也就是他们三个当中其中之一了
Three times Jesus left his friends to pray while he went to pray alone
三次当主耶稣祷告的时候希望这三个人能跟他们一块祷告
And three times when he came backHe found them sleeping.
三次当主耶稣回来想跟他们一块祷告的时候，这三人都睡觉了。
Now one of those occasions, he spoke specifically to Peter.
在其中一种情况，他特别对彼得说过这样的话。
And he said, Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak.
西门你睡觉吗不能警醒片时吗总要警醒祷告免得入了迷惑你们心灵固然愿意肉体却软弱了
Peter did not exhibit disciplined prayerfulness
彼得并没有做到主耶稣所希望的警醒祷告
What about us? Do we also find that the spirit is willing but sometimes the body is weak?
那我们的情况又如何呢？是不是我们也经常能发现，我们心灵愿意，但肉体却软弱呢
？Sometimes our lives get so busy that it's hard to find time to pray.
有时候我们生活非常的忙很难专门留出时间祷告。
Perhaps you've heard of the solution that Susanna Wesley arrived at for finding time to pray.
可能你们也听过哈，有一位女士叫苏珊娜·贝斯里，是怎么样来找一些时间解决祷告的问题的
？Susanna Wesley was the mother of John and Charles Wesley.
苏珊娜·卫斯理是两位著名的基督教领袖约翰和查尔斯·卫斯理的母亲。
John Wesley was the great evangelist of the 18th century who was the founder of the Methodist Church.
约翰·卫斯理大家应该都熟悉的18世纪寻道会的著名的建立者。
His brother Charles was one of the greatest hymn writers of all time.
他的弟弟呢查尔斯·卫斯理也是一位伟大的圣诗作家，我们唱过很多圣诗圣诗中的歌是查尔斯·卫斯理写的。
Their mother was Susanna.
他们的妈妈叫苏珊娜。
Susanna had 19 children.
Susanna 有19个孩子。
Not all of them survived infancy.
不是他们所有的人都活下来，有些人在婴儿阶段就死掉了。
But it was a full and busy house.
但是他们家是非常的满的，非常挤的，非常忙的。
How do you find a quiet place to pray when you have all of those children?
当你有那么多的孩子，你怎么能找出时间来祷告呢？
Susanna Wesley's solution was to go in the kitchen and sit down on a chair.
她解决的办法是在厨房里面啊，坐在椅子上。
And then she took her apron and put it up over her head.
然后把围裙撩起来蒙住自己的头。
And when the children saw her with the apron over her head, they knew she was praying and they should not disturb her.
当孩子们看到她把围裙蒙住自己头的时候，就知道她在祷告呢，那就不去打扰。
Well, putting an apron over your head may not be the best solution for you.
所以你把围裙都蒙在脑上祷告，可能对我们不合适。
But we can find ways to be disciplined for prayer.
但是呢，我们可以尽量的发现一个比较适合我们的方式，来让我们在有纪律的祷告。
Peter calls us to discipline prayerfulness. Secondly, he calls us to sincere love.
那么第二点呢，在这里，使彼得教导我们。坚持警醒祷告的这个原则是切实相爱。
Verses 8 and 9 he says, Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling.
在八到九节，彼得说最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪，你们要互相款待，不发怨言。
Peter was not only concerned about their relationship with God, he was also concerned about their relationships with one another.
彼得关心的不仅是他的读者跟神之间的关系，他也关心他的读者们彼此之间的关系。
And he emphasized the importance of loving one another deeply.
并且强调彼此之间切实相爱的重要性。
Now Peter is not suggesting here that they were fighting and bickering with one another.
在这里彼得并不是暗示呢这些人彼此之间争斗。
It wasn't that they had to start loving because they were behaving in very unloving ways.
并不是说他们原来是活在一种不爱的方式当中，现在要开始相爱。
In fact, back in chapter 1 and verse 22, he says, You have love for your brothers.
其实我们回到彼得前书一章二十二节的时候，彼得说你们爱兄弟没有虚假。
But then he goes on to add, love one another deeply from the heart.
然后他又加了一句说，当从心里切实彼此相爱。
His concern then was not that they begin to love one another, but that they deepen their love for one another.
他关注的不是他们开始彼此相爱，而是要深化他们彼此之间的爱，在彼此的相爱当中成长。
They were not to become complacent, but they were to grow in their love for one another.
并不是满足于他们现有的关系，而是注意更加在彼此相爱的关系当中成长。
The Apostle Paul expresses a similar idea in 1 Thessalonians 4, 9 to 10.
使徒保罗在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章的九到十节也表达了相似的想法。
There he writes, Now about brotherly love, we do not need to write to you.For you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all the brothers throughout Macedonia.
那么大家看大屏幕，使徒保罗是这样写的，论到弟兄们相爱，不用人写信给你们，因为你们自己蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。你们像马其顿全地的众弟兄固然是这样行。
Notice he says there that they knew that they should love one another.
所以在这里他说他知道这些人应该彼此相爱的。
So they were loving one another.
他们已经彼此相爱了。
But then he goes on to add, yet we urge you, brothers, to do so more and more.
最后一句呢，他又加了这样的话，但我劝弟兄们要更加勉励。
Loving one another is an area in which we can constantly make improvement.
这个相爱呢是一个这个不是一种技术，它是一个我们可以始终在需要提高的这么一个领域。
It would be very difficult to exaggerate the importance that the New Testament places on love.
新约圣经对爱的重要性的强调已经是无以复加了。
There are three virtues that the New Testament often emphasizes.
在新约圣经当中不断地重复三个基督徒应该具备的美德。
Faith, hope, and love.
信、望和爱。
And you may know that in 1 Corinthians 13, Paul says, but the greatest of these is love.
我们知道在哥林多前书当中第13章，保罗说这其中最大的是爱。
Faith and hope are important, but even more important is love.
所以这个当然有很多重要的美德，但是最重要的美德是爱。
Here Peter says to love with sincerity or love deeply.
在彼得前书里，这里提到的是箴言十章十二节的内容，爱能遮掩许多的罪。
And then he alludes to Proverbs 10:12. Love covers over a multitude of sins.
在箴言的这段情节。
It's the nature of hatred to uncover sin, to call attention to sin.
那么这个如果不是这个彼此相爱呢，这个是恨的这种本质。
But love is characterized by a willingness to overlook sin, to cover over sin.
爱的本质就是忽视这些别人对我们的伤害，别人的瑕疵。
We might say that love is slow to take offense, but quick to forgive.
爱呢是慢慢发怒，快快原谅。
But often with us it is the opposite. We are very quick to be offended.
但对我们来说，我们经常是发怒的很快。
And we're very slow to forgive those who have offended us.
原谅别人对我们的这个冒犯，我们就很慢。
One of the earliest documents we have from the period right after the New Testament is a book called 1 Clement.
那么在一世纪末有一位罗马的主教叫做克莱门特。
1 Clement is a letter that was written from the church in Rome to the church in Corinth.
那么他在罗马教会呢写了一封信给在格林多的教会的信徒。
And in this letter,Clement of Rome actually quotes Peter's words from 1 Peter.
那么在这封信里，克莱门特他引用了彼得的一些话，就爱能遮掩许多的罪。
He quotes, "Love covers over a multitude of sins."
他就是引用的这句。
And then he expands on that saying, "Love endures all things, is patient in all things."
然后他这么扩展开了，爱能容忍一切的事，爱是在所有事上耐心。
There is nothing coarse, nothing arrogant in love.
在爱中没有粗暴，没有傲慢。
Love knows nothing of schisms. Love leads no rebellions. Love does everything in harmony.
爱不知道分裂，不会导致造反，爱在和谐中进行一切的事。
Clement recognized that genuine Christian love seeks to promote harmony.
克莱门特知道基督徒的爱是维持和解的。
And it seeks to avoid any words or actions that would cause division.
那避免任何导致分裂的事情。
So Peter urges us to go deeper in loving one another.
彼得呢继续的劝勉我们我们要彼此相爱。
He continues that theme in verse 9 when he says, "Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling."
在第九节里他这样说，你们要互相款待，不发怨言。
What I think he's doing here is moving from the general idea of loving one another to a specific expression of love, showing hospitality.
这里他更加彼此相爱的常规教导转向了表达爱的具体方式，也就是显示殷勤好客。
It's very easy to think about love in the abstract, but we need to move to the concrete, to specific actions.
这个想到爱的抽象的概念呢是容易的，但是呢去具体的实施在我们行动当中是很难的。
And the particular expression of love that he mentions here is hospitality.
特别是在他这里提到的那种殷勤好客。
This is a very important virtue in the ancient world.
这是一个在古代非常被重视的一个词儿。
People traveled a great deal in antiquity.
在罗马帝国的时期呢，人们需要频繁的旅行。
But they didn't have the holiday inns that we have today to stay in.
但是他们当时并没有那么多的合适的住宿的旅店。
And so when they traveled, they counted on Christians to open up their homes to host them.
所以当这个基督徒旅行的时候呢，他们就期望啊，有基督徒别的地方基督徒来开放自己的家庭来接待这些主内弟兄姐妹。
There were some inns, but they were few, and they were often associated with immorality.
当然那时候也有一些住宿的旅店啊，但是旅店本身就很少，而且还很贵。同时呢，还是总跟淫乱的事情有关。
So it's important that Christians open up their homes and receive guests in their homes.
所以这是很重要，如果基督徒能够开放家庭，接待其他的基督徒在他们家里面。
Showing hospitality is one way of demonstrating love in action.
殷勤好客是表达爱的一种方式。
But hospitality can take many forms.
但是殷勤好客的表达方式有很多种。
It can take the form of inviting people into our homes, but it can also take the form of inviting people into our circle of friends.
它可以是邀请人到家里做客，也可以是邀请他们到我们的朋友圈子里面来。
As a Christian church, it's important that we be known as a church that is hospitable.
那么作为一个基督教的教会呢，我们知道哈，当我们有外来的朋友到教会里面来，我们应该殷勤地款待他们。
That we seek to make other people at home and welcome them into our community.
有朋友到我们这里来了，我们让他们感觉到宾至如归。
So Peter urges us to discipline prayer. He urges us to grow in our love for one another, including hospitality. Then thirdly, he calls us to service.
所以呢，彼得啊，首先告诉我们应该警醒祷告，然后还要我们切实相爱。那么第三点在这里他说，我们需要彼此服侍。
We read this in verses 10 to 11.Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen.
在十到十一节这样写的，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按照神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按照神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿门。
Peter is indicating here that we do not come to church to be entertained.
彼得在这里提醒我们，教会不是我们来闲坐被招待的地方。
We don't even come to church primarily just to have our own needs met.
我们主要到教会不是为了满足我们自己的需要。
But we come to serve one another.
我们来是为了侍奉其他人。
There are contributions that all of us can make to the good and the health of the body.
那么对于我们每一个人都可以为我们这个整体的利益来做出贡献来。
Peter assumes here that all Christians have gifts and all have roles to play in the good of the church.
彼得假设每个基督徒都有一种来自于神的恩赐，那么在这个基础之上呢，他教导我们要用这种恩赐去服侍别人。
It's not just pastors or worship leaders that are gifted.
并不仅仅是牧师啊，或者敬拜的带领人呐、啊，或者是宣教士才会有这种恩赐。
Each of us, young or old, has a place that we can serve.
每个人，每个基督徒，无论是老少，都有这种恩赐。
Paul speaks, or Peter speaks of our opportunity to serve here in terms of stewardship.
在第十节里面，实际上彼得提到了做管家的恩赐。
In verse 10 he says, faithfully administering God's grace.
第十节他说做神百般恩赐的好管家。
In the English translation that came out in 2011, this is rendered as faithful stewards of God's grace.
在2011年新发布的英文新国际版圣经当中，这一句翻译成做神恩赐的忠心管家。
A steward was a person who was put in charge of the use of the master's belongings.
这管家呢是负责管理、负责合理的使用主人一大家人的资源的这么一个人。
He was not the owner of those resources.
他并不是这些资源的拥有者。
But he was charged with the responsibility of using them properly.
但是他有责任合适、正确地使用这些资源。
And so it is with our gifts.
对我们来说，我们的恩赐也是这样。
We are not just to be good stewards of our money.
我们并不仅仅是我们钱的好管家。
But we are also to be good stewards of the abilities that God has given us and the opportunities that He makes available to us.
我们同时也是神给我们能力以及神给我们机会侍奉他的管家。
But what are some of the gifts that Peter has in mind here?
那么在彼得头脑当中现在提到的恩赐都哪些呢
In the passage we read from Romans 12 there are a number of specific gifts that are listed there
在我们前面读经里读到的罗马书12章那边有大量的具体的恩赐是保罗给出来的
There are also lists of gifts in 1 Corinthians 12
在哥林多前书第12章也有很多的恩赐
But here in 1 Peter, Peter does not give us specific gifts.
但是在这里彼得前书，彼得并没有给出一个很具体的一个恩赐清单。
Rather, what he gives us is two broad categories of giftings.
这里他给了两大类的恩赐。
He refers to speaking and serving.
讲道和服事。
He says the one speaking should exercise their gift as one speaking the very words of God.
他说若有讲道的要按照神的圣言讲。
And those who serve, he says, should do so with the strength God provides.
若有服侍人的要按照神所赐的力量服侍。
When he speaks of speaking here, he is thinking of those who are charged with the ministry of the word.
当他在提到这个话的时候，其实他心里想的是那些负责专门在圣当中讲道、做教导工作的那些人。
He reminds those who have a teaching role in the church that their job is not to convey their own ideas.
他实际在提醒在教会里承担教导工作的信徒，不要讲他们自己的想法。
Their job is to convey what God has revealed.
他们的工作呢，应该是单单的按神所启示的话来教导。
But it's not just those who have the gift of speaking and ministering the word who are gifted.
但是实际并这个文字并不是仅仅针对那些在事务当中做教导的这些人。
In fact, there are many other ways in which we can serve God and serve the Christian community.
其实有很多方式我们可以来侍奉神或者侍奉基督徒的基督教的社区。
And Peter lumps those all under the category of serving.
这个彼得只是大略的提了一下这个侍奉的恩赐的这个清单。
Romans 12 mentions the gifts of encouraging, of contributing to the needs of others, of showing mercy.
在罗马书十二章，使徒保罗提到了劝化、施舍和怜悯的恩赐。
These are some of the ways in which we can serve one another.
那是一些我们可以侍奉别人的方式。
The crucial question, of course, that arises is, are we using those gifts?
最重要的是我们使用那些恩赐。
Are we faithful stewards of what God has entrusted to us? Are we content to be on the receiving end of ministry? Or are we willing to roll up our sleeves and serve ourselves? We are all gifted. We all have opportunities to serve. But with those gifts comes the responsibility to use them well. Notice that Peter says those who serve should do so with the strength God supplies, so that in all things God may be praised.
What was the verse?
Those who serve should do so with the strength God supplies, so that in all things God may be praised.
所以这个彼得说，这个所有的这些恩赐呢，神赐给我们的，我们都应该使用，然后将赞美归给神。
Serving others does good for them.
服侍其他的人是对他们有意义的。
But it's also an act of worship that brings praise to God.
那么其实我们这种积极的敬拜呢，也把这个赞美呢带给神。
So when we serve one another, we also are serving God.
当我们互相彼此服侍的时候，我们也就是在侍奉神。
But this is true not only of our service.
当然了，这并不仅仅局限于我们侍奉，我们敬拜。
This also applies to our prayer lives and to our love for one another.
这个实际同样也适用于我们的祷告的生活和对于别人的爱。
Peter calls us to disciplined prayerfulness, to sincere love, and to the exercise of our God-given gifts.
保罗呢，彼得在这节经文当中向我们提出了：第一，要警醒祷告；第二，要切实相爱；第三，在相互的服侍中操练神给我们的恩赐。
And when we do those things, God is praised.
当我们做这件事情的时候呢，神就被赞美了。
We have met together this afternoon to praise God.
我们今天聚在一起，今天下午啊，一起来敬拜神。
It's a good thing to gather as God's people to worship Him.
神的子民聚在一起，共同的来敬拜是非常好的。
It's a good thing to sing His praises.
共同的来唱诗，来赞美神也是好的。
But God is not just desiring the worship of our lips for an hour.
但神所要的并不局限于我们今天这一个小时的敬拜。
He wants the worship of our entire lives.
他希望我们在全部的人生当中都来敬拜他。
Please join me in prayer.
所以呢，我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for your grace in our lives. We pray that you would use us for the good of your people and for the glory of your name, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.